Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 Blog Talk Radio. We are recording Genesis chapter 1, and we will go through the Bible again this year. So we encourage you to join with us as we do that. Share this with your friends around the world, in your nation, wherever you are. And if you would like me to help you get your nation set up where you can do this, get in contact with me and we can help you get it in your own language. And we would be very, very glad to see this program on Blog Talk Radio in your nation, if you can do it. So get in contact with us in Jesus' name. Let's add YouTube. And welcome to Read the Word. We want to welcome all of our friends coming to us from YouTube. And we've got our friends from around the world on Blog Talk Radio. This is Genesis chapter 1 of Read the Word. What we're going to do is remake this video so it's just a video about the book of Genesis. This program is a program where we're going to read through the Word chronologically, and that is exactly how it happened historically. And you will enjoy this study. I'm telling you, this is an amazing study. We actually recorded most of these in January, starting in January of 2022. And then as you go through, you'll see that we'll have some that we re-record this year just because of more accuracy of what's going on, and maybe there was a glitch or whatever, and we're going to just update it all. Most of all, get this picture. You're going to hear the word read out loud. It takes on a different meaning. You're going to be able to read the whole Bible in 1 year, and you're going to see a different picture of the Bible because the prophets are going to be right in the spot where it happened in the timeline. So this is going to be a great study. And we are glad to have you with us. I am telling you right now, you got to get involved in this because this is going to be a great way to learn who God is based on the Bible. I'm not going to give you any doctrine of any denomination. I'm just going to give you the Holy Word of God. Compare the Bible to the Bible, and your doctrine cannot be wrong. The book of Genesis was written probably about 1,400 years before Jesus was. It's written by Moses, and it tells of the beginning of the earth. It tells of the history of God's chosen family and the beginning of the children of Israel as a great nation. You know, there's so much in the book of Genesis. The number one word is the beginning. God said, I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. And in Ephesians and Colossians, we see the Holy Spirit say over and over, before the foundation of the world, this was all set up. And Ephesians says, it was according to the Father's good pleasure before the foundation of the world that you and I would be predestined to be here. In Jesus' mighty name, let's pray our opening prayer and we'll get started. You can find this prayer right down there in the notes of the program. And if you'd like it, we can send it to you so that it'll be a blessing and you can pray. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. We are glad that you're here. And get your Bible. Get you one of these good ones. This is the Thompson Chain Reference Bible, New King James Version. Snap a picture of it. Go back and see it in the video. This Bible compares the Word of God to the Word of God. Mr. Thompson spent 100,000 hours, him and his team, putting this Bible together in 1900. And I actually have a video that you can search up on YouTube with my name about the Thompson Chain Reference, about how to use it. It'll be a blessing to you. Here we go. Man, I was doing my best to make that a short beginning. Did I do all right? I think I did. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Boom! I'll bet you it was loud. People want to call it the Big Bang. Yeah, we just got a word for you. No explosion, random explosion, ever made everything beautiful. This is by design. I should tell my light story right here. Maybe you're an atheist saying, about God. A young man who was an atheist asked God if he had ever revealed himself to him. And he said, yes, I did. He was a child one day sitting on the top of a hill overlooking a city right at sunset. And as the lights began to sparkle on all across the city, the thought came to him by God, somebody had to wire every one of those lights and plug it in to a power source in order for those lights to work. And he said, from there, I looked up to the lights in the heavens and said, something had to wire every one of those lights in the sky and give them power to be lit. And no man did that. They're in the same place every night. They are in order. God is real. Romans says nature itself teaches you and me that God is real. We got a long ways to go if I'm going to stop and talk about every verse. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The same Holy Spirit that welcomes you to say, fill me with the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. 3, God said, let there be light. Boom. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. So God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Darkness is just the absence of light. You don't have a flash dark that can make everything dark. You have a flash light that shows light in the darkness. All right, verse 6, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning, second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place. Let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that that was good. God don't make anything bad. He only makes good. Even if you were born from a horrible rape situation, God made you good in the middle of the bad. Amen. It's good. It's good preaching, even though this is just read the word. Then God said, verse 11, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 13, the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, let there be lights, firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light on earth. And so it was so. This is God creating the light that we live by today. Keep reading. 16, God's made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. The lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also as lights. God sent them in the firmament of the heaven to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Think about it. The sun and the moon are both lights. Sun and the moon are both lights. Sun is the daylight, and the moon is the night light. Yeah, the moon is a light. You just keep reading. 19. Evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, cross the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird and every according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. 24, God said, let the earth bring forth living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. You and I even have dominion over all the creeps of the earth. You got to love it. Verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Twice in a row, God said, I made you in my image after my likeness. Remember, God created the whole world first, and he put Adam and Eve on a perfect world. Otherwise, he made them first, the mountains would have popped up, and then Adam would have been flying off somewhere. tree drop on him. He made him, put him on a perfect earth to tend and keep it. Keep reading, 28. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. We have dominion. And God said, see, I've given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it will be for food, also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. 31. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Glory be to God. You can say amen, Sonny.
Amen.
Amen. I have my wonderful wife with me tonight.
Hello.
Hello. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. I saw a meme the other day, showed all the planets in globe, you know, circular globe form and a flat earth, and it said, wow, this is awkward. On the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. I went, wait, I'm not going to argue with anybody about a flat earth and any of that stuff. It's very interesting to me that all the planets are round. And yet we just read, he put the water above the firmament and the water beneath the firmament. Study, 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 study. Here we go. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Verse number 4. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. God planted a garden. God is a gardener, with seed that he brought from heaven, and he planted it on this earth. As long as this earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. It's one of God's greatest principles, the greatest laws of the whole universe that we're a part of. Let's keep reading. Verse 4, this is the history. No, we already read that. 6, there was a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. What was Adam's first words when he looked into the eyes of God the Father? Interesting thought, isn't it? Because here's God. He's got him. Man is probably as tall as what God was. Jesus is the creator. And he's looking him right in the eye. And he breathed into him the breath of life. And Adam's eyes come open. And it's like, what's the word that he said? Verse number 8, the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. See a crimson maple in the fall, pleasant to the sight, but don't eat the leaves. They're not going to taste good. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. Verse 11, the name of the first is Pishon. It's the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good gold. bdellium, and onyx stone are there. Isn't that interesting? The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Hiddekel. It's the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden, and here's our assignment, to tend and keep it. Hallelujah. As my dear friends from Japan would say. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. Tend and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Notice he didn't say, don't touch it. He said, don't eat it. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helper, comparable to him. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was his name. Where did Adam get the information from? He got it from God. He didn't go to school. There was none. He's the only human on this whole earth. God filled him with wisdom. That's what our prayer was at the beginning. Verse 20, Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, bone of my ribs, a bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And man has been at Famous Dave's ever since, trying to get that rib back. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were unashamed, clothed in the righteousness of God. Perfect life, perfect earth, perfect garden, perfect people, no sin. That's a wonderful plan. Everybody pause for a drink. Yeah, I have the most amazing Earl Grey tea. It's wonderful. And it's hot. Mm-hmm. Chapter, I wish I had that deep voice. Chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit, we may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Wasn't what he said. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. In the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Don't let your woman fix you a meal that's going to destroy the whole world. Adam had the opportunity right then to say, Eve, no. Spit that apple out, whatever it was. Verse 7, the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Isn't it something that the fig tree is what they made the leaves of? They always say they ate the apple, but they probably ate a fig, because Jesus cursed the fig tree on the road that day after the triumphal entry. Can you imagine what it looked like to sew fig leaves together to make clothes? Who taught them how to sew? Here we go. Verse 8, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and Eve and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? He said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? And the Lord God said to the woman, what? No. Eat. Then the woman, then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and forced me to eat it. That's not what it says. And I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle, more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. Notice the he and his are capitalized. That's Jesus. This is the first prophecy that Jesus was coming to crush the enemy. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. You shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Sin brings the curse, and Jesus brings the end of the curse.
Amen.
20. Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. the first animal sacrifice there was on the earth. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed a cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Genesis chapter 1 through 3. Now, this is the point we always call circle the wagons, where we kind of put a revelation to what we just read. There's so much to say about Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. And yet in the middle of it all, God was the loving God. And Jesus himself showed up in the garden and looked at that serpent and said, I am coming to crush your head. We don't know how long Adam and Eve was in the garden, but we know that we have 7,000 years of recorded history in this Bible, that it's all very accurate. And so we know that first prophecy was somewhere about 7,000 years ago. And Jesus came and destroyed the power of the devil. And then he said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that you and I, with the power of God on the inside of us, are the restraining force of the enemy on this earth. You and I have a restraining order that says, stop. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church in Jesus' mighty name. Well, welcome to Read the Word. We're glad to have you here with us. And this is what it's going to be like every day throughout the year. And we will actually pray the prayer of salvation with you in every one of our sessions, because we want you to know who God is. We want you to know who God is. We want you to not just be religious, but we want you to know who God is. Now, I'm going to put it up on my screen here and share it with you so that you can just read it right here with me. Give me just a minute here. Come on, work apps. You just got to have the apps work. Wow. Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day just for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life, all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. We always like to say, pause and shout, hallelujah. This is what just happened to you. Your darkness is turning to light right now. Fear, which comes from sin, just turned to faith because Jesus, the light of the world, and Jesus, the authorization of the faith, just came to live in you. You were just made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and the Father has adopted you into the family. There's some verses. There's my email address. I encourage you, send me an email. Take a screenshot of it. There's our website. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell on all of our information, all of our platforms, so that you can be with us in whatever it is that we're doing. And, you know, you're going to enjoy this program. So make sure you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. And you'll be able to find this on my YouTube or on my Facebook page, on the Community of Faith Facebook page. And if you would like, right in the notes of this program, there's a link that is to all the Read the Word programs in chronological order. So you can just start it from Genesis and go right on down and just click on it. And that way you can have it right there during your personal time when you're spending time with God. If you're new to us, make sure you do this every day. There's a playlist. You can open it up. Make sure you click the plus button, and it'll be added right to your YouTube channel, and you'll be able to find it very simply in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got. Until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us. Share this anywhere you can around the world. Tell all your family and friends. Come and find it. All of these audios are already saved in the archives of Blog Talk Radio. And you can go back and you can begin to listen to them. All of them, all the way back to January of 2022, and it'll be a blessing. Send me an email. Click like on our YouTube channel. Stop by and see us. Send us a question. Tell us who you are. We'd love to have a conversation with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.